The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Hey guys, and welcome to episode 2 of
Wait, what were we talking about?
We are coming at you with a part 2 to our last episode, so if you haven't listened to it...
Part 2 of part 2.
Go check that out.
Part 2
first.
Of part 2. We had some recording difficulties. This is part 2, take 2 of part 2.
Yes.
But if you haven't listened to part 1, go listen to it. And yeah, we are just gonna hop right in. I'm Meg.
I'm Olivia.
I'm Tatum.
Hey.
Hey guys.
For a recap of what we did discuss, but we'll never see the light of day, unfortunately, we first talked about Oscar's new category. Meg, do you want to... Talk about it? Sorry.
I'm distracted. The Oscars just announced, or not just announced, actually, pretty late to this, but that there's going to be a new category for best casting coming 2026. So there's going to be a whole other, I was thinking, but then I'm like, a lot of movies are already casted. And, well, that doesn't matter.
I feel like that doesn't really matter.
It shouldn't matter. But I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's like it's too soon.
I don't know.
We haven't even had this year's Oscars, so I feel like they could
prepare. I feel like they could definitely do it for 2025.
I believe it's a 2026.
Maybe it's like a whole process of adding it.
Maybe it's getting together voters.
They gotta ask the Academy.
There's probably a lot of steps.
Maybe it's like a test one next year. Maybe they do like a secret test to see if it works out. I don't even know. They should also add stunts, because I just think that's such an important... Yeah. And then you'd see Marvel movies and things, although it's like Marvel getting nominated for Oscars. I don't know, whatever.
That's a weird conversation.
But at the end of the day, but you'll see like Mission Impossible. I can't say I'm a fan of Tom Cruise, but incredible at stunts.
I mean, I definitely like...
Oh my God, yeah,
and the
crazy
stunt team on those movies should be nominated, and whatever other movies require.
You know, they literally
stunts.
Like basically pray when he jumps off those cliffs.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
They like... I watched one video where he like completed the thing, and you could see the relief in the director's eyes that he didn't die.
There's ones where he's like hanging off of a plane,
and
there's ones where he's like... There's one. It was his newest one where he like rode a bike off a cliff.
That's what it was. Yeah.
And they're sitting there going to work of today our main actor could die. The lead of our franchise
could
die today.
Which I think is very interesting.
Like a horrible,
also, like,
hundreds of million dollars weighing on this.
And like,
for him to get it right. And he does. He gets it right every time.
Captain America Civil War, you know, when he's like pulling the helicopter.
Yes, that's my favorite part of the movie.
Isn't that real too? I swear he's not with like a fully fledged going helicopter, but I'm sure
it might be. Maybe the close up is
not, but
you can't really engage your muscles like that unless you're actually...
Yeah, that's why I think they said he was... I don't know if it was an actual helicopter,
probably,
but I remember
Chris Evans
in an interview saying about how like, oh yeah, I think I pulled a muscle in my arm when I did that, and I was like, oh my God, okay, Chris.
Yeah, probably.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, husband.
Thanks, King. But yeah, I think it's a good category. Some people don't really care for it, and we are confused as to how it would work, because some people come on signed to a show, or I guess a movie in this case, and some people are like promise the role or actually sought out by a director, and then a lot of it's done by casting agents. They're gonna really have to figure out those guidelines, because there's gonna be tricky guidelines to it. But I think it is a good category, because casting will make or break your production.
Yeah.
Absolutely make or break. Like, actors are great, and there's nothing against that, and somebody can really put themselves to the T of like a character. But there are people who actually can't play a character like how it has its best intentions for. Like, everyone that you see in something, they usually, if it's a show that really, really hit, it's because the actor and the casting of that specific actor made that character 10 times better than what it could have been.
Like, I just actually kind of had a thought of, if Robert Downey Jr. obviously plays Iron Man, but can you imagine if it was like Chris Evans or Mark Ruffalo?
Yeah.
That's
wouldn't
a very...
Worked.
No, wouldn't have worked. Not at all.
But
they're
well.
Perfect where they are.
Yeah.
Like perfect where they are. If Robert Downey Jr. played Captain America, nope.
Like I said before,
I don't think that would work.
No. And I will definitely say it again, and I will keep saying this. Like, you look at all these movies now, how are they there? The casting director. Like, these actors and actresses, you have your accolades, you have this, that, whatever, because a casting director said, that's the one.
And they
you
have
know
to understand
I mean?
Yeah. the material just as well as everybody else.
Exactly.
They have to know. And they, and yeah, and you'll see movies where you're like, okay, yeah. I just saw something recently, small little role in a show where I was like, I don't think this was very well cast. There wasn't any life there. It was like a 1-2 scene thing, but I'm thinking, oh, I don't think this, because I think I've seen her in things before. I don't think this worked.
Yeah.
But then, and then I watch the rest of the cast, and I'm like, oh, the rest of the cast is perfect.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes
it just happens. Yeah.
But it's okay, because if you do your best, I guess that's what matters.
But it's wild. I love hearing about the stories about how they find their actors, because there are some people who are like the best. They come out of nowhere when they're like desperate.
Mm-hmm.
They're desperate for these characters, and then all of a sudden the perfect actor comes about, and you're like, huh.
You know, it's funny. It's like,
never thought about that.
When we watched The Offer, like the show about The Godfather, mm-hmm. but learning about how Al Pacino got cast, how the one guy was so against it.
Yeah.
Didn't want him because he was up and coming.
No one knew him and he was too short.
And then turns out best decision they could have made.
Yeah.
And he was great.
Great show.
Great, yeah.
I think the casting on that is great.
Yeah.
A biopic casting.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
It's honestly, it didn't get any. It did not get the traction that it deserved.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing commercials.
It's just very like locked away.
I mean, ads or commercials?
I guess ads.
I was like, what were you watching where you saw a commercial?
Like, I guess last year whenever it came out, but because mm-hmm. now I have Paramount Plus, which mm-hmm. is great.
It's only on Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus is great, by the way, but no, shameless plug. But
I don't have that.
Yeah, the streaming actors service. That they cast, because Miles Teller led
Disney
it.
Plus, girly.
I love Disney
Plus. I watched it for Miles Teller, I'm going to be so honest. But real. I stayed because the rest of the cast was great.
Yeah, Juno Temple.
But the guy who plays Francis Coppola, insane.
Oh, yeah.
Looks
oh
exactly
God.
Like him. We were talking about
yes.
Matthew Good,
Evans.
Who plays Bob Evans. Great. Like, they're all wow. great, but like those two
yes.
stood out.
Everybody was like, it was Miles one of those.
Yeah. He's a great Al Ruddy. Does he look like him? Not really, but it's
well,
fine.
Yeah. I don't
fine.
Know if he sounds like him, but it's
but
yeah.
he ate that role up like it's nobody's business.
The effort and the thought that counts. Thank yeah. you, Miles.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Dan Fogelman, I think is his name, who played Francis Ford Coppola. Coppola.
I swear he looks the same.
He does.
Like
when I saw him, I gasped.
The Bob Marley movie came out today. This is we're also recording
today.
This on Valentine's Day, so we're going to be a little bit late. It comes out
Happy
today.
Valentine's Day.
It's called One Love.
Yeah, I heard.
But I know he's related to Bob Marley, Kingsley.
Is he actually?
Pretty sure he's his grandson.
Or is it his nephew?
Dude, you're
nephew?
Lying.
Grandson?
No, you're lying.
Nephew. That's crazy. Related.
They saw him at the Grammys. I remember.
Did you
yeah,
guys?
Kingsley. What's his last name? Kingsley.
I think
it's Benadir.
Yes,
it's like
Kingsley
Benadir.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a hyphenated last name.
He's playing Bob Marley. I mean, if they're related, obviously that helps.
I think
like,
wow.
They are related. I thought it was grandkid, but it might be nephew. Can't
well,
because
there's a new, the Michael Jackson biopic that's coming out next year. Which
did you guys see the picture?
Eight.
Wow.
Because oh, I haven't seen the picture.
Because that's his nephew, yeah. Jamar.
Wait, no, I have seen the picture. I have seen the
Dude.
Picture. I lied. I have seen the picture.
What?
They look the same.
What are you yeah. talking about?
And that's how you,
wow.
honestly, getting family.
That's how you do it.
Who obviously are interested in acting
yeah.
to play those characters.
Perfect.
Brilliant. Because,
that's how you do it.
Because that is also such a respectful thing towards
exactly.
the person that you are making tributes to. Because it's crazy how many of these movies, which is unfortunate because I love a good biopic, how many are made without the permission
yep. I just found out,
of
yeah.
the family. Because
the
if these people have obviously died,
yeah.
they, you know, they're not giving permission. And you technically don't need the family's permission for a lot of things because a lot of it is like in the open. So it's like...
Yeah, fair use, I guess.
It's fair use. Yeah, it's not like copyrighted and stuff. And because it'll be like press stuff. Like that is...
Yeah.
Anybody can use that.
The Amy Winehouse one that's coming out this year...
Did they know about it?
I don't think the family...
I think
they knew. I don't think the family gave permission.
That's the thing. Is some people were like, they don't... It's either that the family doesn't even know it's being made,
yeah, which
is crazy.
Kind of foul,
that just happened with
crazy.
Iron Claw, apparently. But
yeah,
I mean, the guy's like happy with it now. He's supporting
he
it,
no
but
idea.
He didn't know. It was,
how do you make a movie
what
about someone?
What are you talking
and
about?
And then second of all, if you don't give your permission and they make it anyway, which I get, like, it's still a decision. It's business, right?
Kanye West
about it
just
business.
Did that with his music, where they were like, he was like, can I have permission? And they were like, no. And
yeah,
then he
with,
just did it anyway.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Hey,
it's like he was asking
for
permission. It's like when you ask as courtesy, but then they say no, and then you're like, well, I was just being courteous. Like, I'm making it anyway. I get it
when
for
I
business,
come for you in court, then
but
what?
The thing is, yeah. it's like when you're like literally talking about someone's family.
Yeah.
So when you have someone who's related to them play the character, that's so beautiful. I love that.
And it's, you know,
because it
what?
Connects them with someone who they're related to.
Yeah,
their family
exactly.
members.
It's yeah. like it's. I feel like it's more meaningful that
yeah.
way. Mm-hmm.
But it can also be great casting because not only do they look like them,
exactly.
But they
there's
probably
no
can. They
take.
All so if
yeah,
they
Michael
did
Jackson's
lived
a tough
in the
one.
Same life together,
mm-hmm. your mannerisms are more there.
Them.
Yeah.
You're also like you don't even have to be an outsider going to this family asking about how they acted. You are literally talking to your like your parents about it, about how their dad, like if he's his grandkids, like
yeah.
going to mom or dad,
yeah.
I don't remember who it is, and being like, how was your dad? Like, how did he act? And you learn through people.
Yeah,
because
obviously the family's
still alive.
The family will share.
And they
right?
know the real things.
So
yeah, I don't know. Casting's great. Also,
Jamar's the nephew. So I think, because my mom loved Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew, I'm like, when they make a movie about him one day, they need to be careful because... I would say greatest entertainer ever.
Oh, yeah.
People
ever.
Are very,
period.
Very
that's just,
protective.
I'm sorry. Yeah. That's just kind of how it is. He was incredible.
And I think
great
they know
at everything.
That. I think they know that.
And it's just real. And then having to make a movie about him, that's okay. How are we going to do this? How are we going to cast it? Casting a family member. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No notes.
I haven't really, I don't know if it's just like they don't, like they're really, really advertising this with these two specifically. I don't know if it's ever been done before or if they're the first ones, but whoever came up with it, it sounds stupid, but like great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Like they obviously have to
be
actors.
I feel like people think it's like cheating. It's like it's
not. They obviously have to have some kind of acting experience. Like that is granted. You can't just put somebody's like daughter in a show and be like, yeah. You're going to play who my mom was or your mom is or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or like if it's the woman, it's like putting their daughter. Sometimes if they're not an actor, not going to go well. But if they are, problem solved.
Michael Jackson's nephew?
Yeah.
Is he an actor?
Yes, I think. But I think this is like his first.
Oh.
Because the thing, I mean, it makes sense. If you are famous, if you're a famous actor or if you're a famous singer or like, I guess artist, but like, let's say like the one in front of the camera. Mm-hmm. So like that talent has to come down in some way.
Fair.
Has to. There is no way that talent is not somehow involved in DNA.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the whole Nepo Baby idea, right? But like, there's some people where you're like, oh, I didn't even know they were a Nepo Baby. Like Jamie Lee Curtis, a lot of people are like, she's a Nepo Baby.
Her parents were, that's like, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But I mean, she kind of made her own name for herself.
So when it's like a singer is the, let's say the person, because in both these cases it is, and then the next generation is an actor.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that's the so talent runs through, and it, whether they can sing. I know Kingsley sings on some of the songs, but it is it is not him the whole time. Like they use real live like recordings from the actual performances for Bob Marley, but like he does sing a little bit. I know what's his name? Oh my god, now I'm blanking on his name.
Taron Egerton.
Yep. I know how you exactly knew. He
Which,
sings.
By the way, amazing casting in that one because he knew Elton John. They worked on Kingsman together.
Yeah.
And the fact that John worked on Kingsman?
Yeah. He was in the second one.
He's in it as himself.
Oh, my God.
We're
going to
watch
so
it.
So good.
That
second,
was the first one.
Second
the
one
first
that
Pedro's
in.
Second one is arguably better than the first one.
I didn't watch. Yeah. I didn't like the blowing off of the heads.
In which one? The first one?
Yeah.
I just
weirdly
thought,
graphic.
Yeah. Oh, you would not like The Boys then.
Nah, but
don't watch The Boys.
I probably would like The Boys. I just like
see. I'm not gonna
when
lie.
When I watched it, I was just like,
I had not a fan of like stupid comedy or like stupid humor.
Yeah.
And to me, Kingsman is that. But I loved Kingsman.
The action is like the way it's directed is amazing.
The music.
I need to watch it now.
The music,
I didn't like it when I was younger.
The second one, the music choices, the very first music
Country
choice in the movie
roads.
When they did.
Take
oh
me home.
No, you don't even know the context.
No,
of that
but
one.
I know that song. Are you kidding?
I belong.
They make a Prince song. The song Let's Go Crazy by Prince is the song that they do during the first fight sequence in the movie. I remember
they play
I was
the craziest music for those fight scenes.
They really do.
I'm gonna be so honest.
They pick the perfect music. The second Kingsman is amazing, especially because, well, yeah, Pedro's in it. Channing Tatum's in it too.
Yeah.
Halle Berry's in it. Oh my gosh. They had like
stacked.
A stacked cast.
It's a stacked cast. Hey,
it's
man,
a great
the
movie.
Best movies, in my opinion, have like the most stacked cast.
Hey,
that are so
the
random.
Spinoff was
well,
good too. Like the prequel movie, by the way. That was
sorry
good.
To
but
change, but speaking of stacked cast,
oh, yeah.
Tatum has
Fantastic
to,
Four. Yes.
She's got some news.
I did reveal it to you guys
live.
Yeah.
And you know what? Unfortunately, those live reactions
will
be gone.
We'll recreate the reactions,
but
guys.
I'm
going to
recreate the reaction for the last one.
Sure.
Say it in order as you did, because the last one, I...
You guys had the biggest reaction for the first one.
That's true.
So...
It was the first one.
Pedro!
Yeah,
Papi
so...
Pedro! Yeah, no, I have a bigger reaction
Reed,
for that.
Yes, you guys were like,
I love him.
Reed Richards, Pedro Pascal.
Ugh,
so good.
So excited.
Also,
that's been rumored.
Also
but,
with the,
yeah.
what you were saying about the 60s.
Yes,
shot.
It's set...
I'm
if
so
you
excited.
Look at... If I like, seriously, you guys actually need
look
to look
at
the art. The art for it, the aesthetic, it's reminding me of WandaVision.
Someone drew him in that costume.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so perfect.
Look at it.
I'm gonna
the aesthetic.
It's giving Jetsons.
But so someone zoomed in to what the thing is reading, and it's, I think it's like, it's whoever was president in the 60s or something in that picture. So people are going,
oh my god, and he's the astronaut.
Yes.
Cousin.
So,
oh my gosh.
But that's how they revealed the casting with that picture. So
that's awesome.
I know. This is, it's already getting
that's
people excited
well,
because Fantastic
it's giving
Four.
Giving Jetsons with this little robot on the side.
I know.
Futuristic.
The costumes. Look at the costumes.
I think it's giving futuristic, sorry.
Retro futuristic.
Giving, yeah.
Which I love that aesthetic, by the
okay,
way.
Okay, wait, keep going.
So
keep
we
going,
have Vanessa Kirby as Susan Storm.
I'm excited to see her because I don't really know her as an actress.
She's been rumored for like 2 years. It's like, I wasn't surprised. For Thing, so Ben Grimm, we have, if I'm saying his name correctly, Eben Moss Bacharach.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
well,
I said a part
again?
Of his last name. So he's Richie from The Bear.
Right.
Cousin.
He's Richie from The Bear.
That's cousin from The Bear. And then.
That's going to be interesting to see him in that.
Oh, he's going to be amazing. I already know he's got this, like, he has this grit about him when he's acting.
Oh,
that
yeah.
I'm like,
no,
he's got
sure.
it.
Cool.
Not even worried. He's got it because, yeah, he's the character that obviously has the worst thing to deal with out of all four of them when they get their powers.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the bear. I said they have powers in the bear.
Well, no.
No, they do not have powers
yes,
in the bear.
Yes, they do.
Bear.
Are you kidding?
He's cooking in the kitchen.
Yes, what's his name? Carmi? Yes, Carmi got skills.
He yes, really does. Chef. No, but in Fantastic Four, when they all get their powers at the same time.
Yes, this I know.
He obviously has the worst one where they're all like, cool, I can stretch. I can turn invisible or whatever. I can light on fire. He's a rock.
He's giving that episode to Charlie Brown. I got this. I got a rock.
I am a rock. Yeah.
You know what? The boulders in Frozen, great people.
That's very true.
The rock.
What I usually say in that context, but I cannot.
They
say
call
that.
Rock trolls. Is that what they're
one more Oscar category: voice acting. Sorry, I just had to throw that out there.
That's not a category.
It Mm-mm. should be because there's some voice performances. Mm. I think
I agree.
That's
with
crazy.
That.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't.
You ever hear one where you're
Oscars,
like, "Whoa!" It's
very
across
particular.
The Spider-Verse. There were some it's performances like, in there
turned
that I'm like,
up nose.
Yeah,
like the academia yeah. of film.
Exactly.
Ugh. Voice acting is
like,
acting.
It's crazy
that's
though because
they
it's
teach
like
us about
in
these
theory,
days.
It's literally crazy because it's like obviously in teaching, let's say, right? Like academia, the it's distinguished, like you get those degrees
yeah.
or whatever, and all theory based. First of all, not even gonna open that. Don't understand half of it. But like the Oscars, yeah, the Academy Awards, whatever, is academia of film, and it's all like the prestigious like things. And unfortunately, I'm probably gonna get chastised for this. Maybe not. I don't really think Barbie's gonna win Best Picture, and I think it's because of the. I mean, there's so many good movies in that category for one.
It's a tough year.
It's gonna
hard,
be a tough year. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
hard too because it's like there's always unless they change it up. Hey, please prove me wrong. But like, there's always kind of a category of like you know the vibe of the Best Picture.
Yep.
Like, you understand, and maybe I'm wrong,
last
maybe I just
was,
don't really pay attention to all the winnings, because I'm going to be honest, I don't.
Yeah. Last year was Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yes,
that was,
that's
that was very
good.
Well
that's
a no-brainer.
That's
a
no-brainer.
My thing is that I think Oppenheimer is going to win.
Same.
I actually think
picture.
So. And you know what? I'm going to say it deserves it, because Christopher Nolan, I think it's just been a
it's
long
a
time coming.
Film, yeah.
It's been a long time
it
coming for
fair.
Him.
It's
and I hate to say that, is that this person deserved it, because it's a long time coming, because it's like, for example, Jamie Lee Curtis, she's had way better roles than what she did last year.
Yeah.
And she
yeah.
won.
Yeah.
Should have been Stephanie Sue or Angela Bassett. Anyway, but.
But like, yeah. I look at it like, okay, but it's like a biopic? That's what it's
biopic,
called.
Yeah.
Biopic,
yeah.
Biopic, right?
That seems to be a trend in the last few years.
But
if
like,
you played
why?
A real person, congratulations,
but
you're going to win the
like
Oscar.
Best
but at the same time.
That's best actor, actress.
It's
but like Bohemian
deserved.
Rhapsody, for example.
Yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody was not the get nominated for Best Picture, did it?
He
yeah,
was
so. That's why I'm saying.
Why are people all of a sudden acting like he wasn't good?
Oh my God, he's slaying.
What are we talking about?
Please don't disrespect
what are we talking about? He won the Oscar.
Caught hair and makeup on that. Amazing. He
oh my God.
So good.
I love
Great
movie.
Bohemian
Rhapsody is my guilty pleasure
movie.
I like it better
than Rocket Man, to be
that
honest.
That was the one that was on my name tag.
I just like Rocket Man better.
I like the vibes. I like the vibes of it.
Well,
I
like the vibes of Rocket
Man.
I
mean, I've seen Queen and I've seen, I almost had Adam Lambert, but it was Queen and Adam Lambert I saw live and I also saw Elton John live and everyone slayed. But I'm just saying, Bohemian Rhapsody is my guilty pleasure movie. I will watch it anytime, anywhere, any day.
My guilty pleasure movie is Captain America Civil War.
Mine is Winter Soldier.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yes, very nice. Oh, let me share the final casting.
We'll keep talking about this.
Johnny Storm, Joseph Quinn.
Eddie Munson.
Yes. That I'm
good choice.
Yeah.
Dividing
Wait, okay,
people
so
for some
are
reason.
Are people mad because he doesn't fit the like Chris Evans stereotype of like the big bulky man?
I think so.
Michael
B. Jordan,
here's
too.
The thing. We haven't
and
started
John
filming
Krasinski.
Yet.
I think people
No, John Krasinski
was
really
well,
Pedro.
No,
Pedro,
I think there's so I think people are probably I feel like it has something to do with Stranger Things.
Maybe
and they're just
typecasting him,
guys.
But the thing is,
we haven't started
filming yet.
I don't think so. This is what is getting me.
I don't know why
people don't want him. I think they just envisioned somebody else and are mad that that other person wasn't cast.
I think they're mad because like that character is not like close to Eddie Munson, and I feel like they think he can only play those kinds of roles.
But he was
roles.
So good as this. Yeah, and he's going to be
That's what I'm
no
saying.
No pun intended.
But also,
he's going to be
actually,
like,
it's called
yeah.
acting.
He's going to be fantastic.
Thank you. But also
dude.
The other thing too, it's like, oh, well, he's not big buff, whatever. Okay, they haven't started filming yet from what I know. So
yeah,
like, he's got time.
Also, guaranteed
yeah,
he got casted. Guaranteed he got casted. Months ago.
Probably a
months
year.
Months ago.
Maybe even a
he
year ago.
He is bulking up as we speak.
By
but
the
he
time
is
they
probably working
this,
out right now.
Yeah, like Marvel.
They announced this, and the movie's basically almost done filming.
Or they're probably already
they're,
started filming.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
they're probably in the process. Because Pedro Pascal.
Right,
and also, has,
right
anyone seen, has anyone seen what Joseph Quinn? Has anyone seen him recently? How do we know he's got muscles up in there?
Well, the only thing I know that he's doing is the trailer for that spinoff or prequel to Quiet Place.
Oh,
Day
yeah,
one
yeah,
came
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
I watched it. Yeah, he looks.
trailer came out for it.
Yeah.
Which means the movie was filmed so long
ago. Months ago,
exactly.
Potentially a year ago. Probably, definitely over a year ago because of the strikes.
People don't think about that
so far.
Here.
Like, they filmed Infinity War.
He doesn't post anything, so
that's
true. I don't know.
They filmed Infinity War and Endgame at the same time. Like, they filmed
same
it
with
in
the,
progression,
the
right?
Wicked movies. They
exactly,
filmed them both
right?
at once.
Yeah. But, like, that means that what they were filmed in 2017... Yeah. Endgame, which came out in 2019, was filmed in 2017.
I remember seeing the pictures and then yeah,
exactly.
seeing the scenes and going, oh, wow, they filmed this a long time.
Exactly,
they knew
right?
the fate of these characters for like 2 years. So this is going to be...
Which is why they did not tell Tom Holland what happened.
Fantastic Four.
Thank you.
These castings, this exact casting was leaked, I think, now. Yeah. Months ago.
Yeah, exactly.
This exact, all four of them.
That's so tough. I'd be so mad.
Because at the end of the day, dude... Fantastic Four, I didn't realize just how much it means to people. I think because it's one of Marvel's first and
iconic
really popular
yeah.
parts of the franchise.
Yeah,
well, that's
like
why
it
says.
It hit
I don't connect
same.
With it yeah. that much.
Picture,
maybe it will.
Well, that picture says, Happy Valentine's Day from Marvel's first family, right? So it's just like...
That's what they are. Yeah. They've been around yes. a really long
it definitely,
time.
We don't register
like what's
it's
that
a
guy
generational thing, definitely.
In the chair. What's his name?
Ben Grimm?
No.
Thing? Like the character?
Johnny Storm?
Professor X. But like, think about him.
Magneto?
Like, oh my God, is he going to be in there? But that's probably what's playing into the multiverse. You have to think about it, right? Like, are they really going to use Patrick Stewart?
There's so much.
Is his name Patrick Stewart?
Yes.
Maybe.
Are they going to use Patrick Stewart? But are they going to use, are they going to multiverse
that,
it and they're going to give us
something
else?
Now that we're seeing it with Wolverine, did you guys watch the Deadpool 3 or Deadpool and Wolverine trailer?
I saw it during the Super Bowl.
You know, it's the first R-rated first one.
I was at work
I didn't
when
know
I watched it.
I feel like I'm going to get some tongue lashings, but I don't like Deadpool.
That's okay.
I've never
seen Deadpool.
You
like what you like. It's okay.
But I just don't, like I said, I don't
I
like
never
it.
Seen it.
Saw both in theaters with my dad, trauma, because
but,
yeah, it's very R-rated.
But I saw the first one. And again, like I said before, I just don't like stupid humor. And I feel like that's all Deadpool is. It's just not my cup of tea. It's not my type of humor.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
So,
I've never seen it.
It works for me, I guess.
Sorry, Ryan Reynolds.
I need to watch it.
That's
but I just
okay.
never really did.
If he ever listens one day to this, I'm sure he'll
I'll give you a
him.
Kiss, Ryan. It's okay.
I absolutely love him.
It's going to make
Actually,
it's
give your
gonna
wife
make
a bigger
so,
kiss. Thank
like,
you, Blake.
Everyone's like, this is going to say Marvel. Marvel's never been dead.
What do you mean who's going to save Marvel?
They're all like, Marvel's dead. What, because the movies aren't doing as well because you're boycotting it because you don't like what's going on?
Well,
Marvel's
I think,
never going to die.
Is that why people are boycotting
I
it?
Think
no
the
one
issue...
saw the Marvels, which I saw, by the way. Great movie.
I know,
yeah,
I need to watch
tough.
It. So,
that's
so
good.
I love
Captain
Marvel. Oh,
yeah, watching Marvel. Everyone be like, it's just women. I don't
well,
want
that
to go
in that sense is different.
Up.
That's yeah, that's
it
something
was
completely
amazing.
Different. But I think
oh
the
God.
Issue is that people just can't get used to the fact that all the characters that they grew up with are gone, essentially, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know,
yeah.
I will say Chris Evans,
like,
not Chris Evans. Captain America's
day,
gone, Iron
comics
Man's gone. All,
live,
like,
this is morbid. Comics live forever,
but
actors
the characters
do not.
And the actors do not, exactly. But I just think so, that people
And
are
they
just,
also don't want to do it anymore.
And I
yeah,
guess
Robert
we were, everyone
Jr. was done.
Everyone was just so comfortable with the Infinity Saga and the characters and the actors in the Infinity Saga. And I feel like because they're not carrying on, I think that's the issue that people are having. That's why things are quote unquote not doing as well.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Also,
guys, everything changes. What are you going to do?
It'll get old after a while.
Also,
it
it's going to become a new generational thing. Like some people are going to start to connect with the characters they have now. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, to be honest, I haven't seen really many Marvel things since Endgame, and part of it is just like nothing has appealed to me. But I will say, yeah, I love the character.
Mm.
Like growing up and watching like the Avengers and moving in and then slowly moving into all the different characters, I was like, not only do they play off each other really well, but they're so nostalgic and so awesome. It is hard.
Yeah.
And it's, people are also like, people have so much trouble with the fact that we do different, like there's multi-racial castings now.
Yeah.
And that there's characters with like being, I don't know, different gender identities and all that stuff, and everyone has problems with things, and everyone doesn't like how women are involved, and people don't, and people do.
And those people are weird.
And it's just becoming very much like people have
Girl,
their tastes and their don'ts.
The universe,
and
the women are the future, guys. Sorry.
Yeah,
women
really
have existed.
It.
Sorry, that's just.
Same time as men,
Last
as far
time
as
I
I'm
remembered.
Concerned.
They're just making them now because no one ever put a
exactly.
took a chance on it before. It would have done
yeah.
well because women would have gone to see other women
exactly.
in things.
That's why I went and saw the Marvels, not just because, like, I mean, directed, written by a female leads, female villain, which I did not know that going into the movie.
I
didn't know there was a
female
villain.
I love a female villain.
Female villain. And I sat
I love
there.
That game.
I'll be honest, I had a moment in the theater. I kind of teared up. I was sitting
Aww.
There like, this
I
is.
I know, it's on streaming now. I want to watch it.
But then, but men don't get this. They don't get that it's like.
And they are leading
oh
the superhero genre.
You don't get it because this is how it's been for you. You
exactly.
don't have to worry, when am I going to see this? When am I going to.
And it's also,
it's not a reality because you have 100 different.
They're so used to
things.
Like. It's always meant like now there's a woman. Da, da, da. Okay,
and it was
well,
amazing.
Great. That's fantastic.
Really,
deal with it.
Mm. The direction of the movie, like the way, yeah, anyway, the way some of the scenes were shot. Oh my God. And I just think
I should watch
Give
it,
Women a Chance. It's on Disney Plus.
It is.
So Give Women a Chance. Watch the Marvels. Amon Villani, Markham girl. Mm-hmm. Love her.
Oh,
great.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
Did not get the raise that she needed.
I wish people supported it and just watched
but
it instead
of. Good casting.
Of,
hey.
Yeah.
Well.
I love the whole episode just on movies for you.
I know. I think that's the perfect way to end the episode.
And
women are the future,
day.
Ladies and
women
gentlemen.
Are the future.
Yep. Past, well, present, and future.
Yeah, Beyonce
thank you.
Said it. That one song, Run the World. Mm-hmm.
Oh, girl. Yeah. Well, yes. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening,
this was
friends.
Part two of the first ever.
Part two of part two.
Part two of part two.
Part two of part two. So, well, second try of this. If you'd like to listen to more episodes, you can check us out at spiritlive.ca. We will also be figuring out how to post on Apple Music, probably, and
Spotify.
Spotify. Yeah, so, but right now, just on the website and yeah.
All right, thanks, friends.
Bye.